Can you remember back, Henny, to your first time on stage doing comedy?
Yes, I was. There was a young kipper, a Jewish holiday. I sneaked away on my father from the synagogue. I got a job in this theater, and I told Andre Baruch, who was an announcer later on for me and Kay Smith, I'm on the stage down in this theater, and all of a sudden my father comes out with a cop to take me off the stage. It was a Jewish holiday. I'll never forget that.
It's funny that you mentioned Yom Kippur, because in our neighborhood, we had an all-Jewish neighborhood, and we all used to take off school on Yom Kippur, and then we'd have our Yom Kippur football games.
Yeah.
Yeah, which the parents weren't too happy about.
We weren't too religious, were we?
And no, I guess not.
I am today, though. I believe there's a God, and I just try to do the right thing.
Now, do you have any children?
Yes, I have a son, Gary, on the coast. He just made a movie called Doorman.
Uh-huh.
I know him personally.
Really? Did he
yeah,
even talk to you?
I got a daughter in New York. And I got a grandson, Larry Kelly, who's an actor. He's 35. He's going to be 36 if I let him. And he's going along very badly. There's no work around. I can't tell him to get out of that business. Takes years, you know.
Yeah, well, how much does your name open up doors?
Does your
name open up doors?
I guess it does to an agency, you know, but he's a good actor. That's the funny part, but he's very heavy. And I tell him to take weight off. He don't listen. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I told Liberace not to play piano. He didn't listen.
Should have told him not to play with other things, but... now, your son Gary, he's in the business now, or has he always been?
Yeah, oh, sure, he makes films. Now he's back to film editing again. He was originally an editor. You know, you can't get money to make a film. It costs millions.
Right.
So, he's out of that now. His film is now playing on airlines. Yeah, they show a movie on the airlines.
Yeah, I'll probably see it on the way to San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did any of your children, Gary or your grandson Larry, did they ever exhibit a flair for comedy like you?
No, they never went for that stuff. You got to be blessed to do what I do.
Yeah. How does your wife handle this?
Huh?
How did your wife handle the success?
It was very rough. I have no wife. I lost her 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we were 58 years married, and she had to tolerate a lot, too.
She did, yeah. It must be a lot different without her.
Yeah, I am lost.
Yeah. Do you find it a little bit more lonely on the road now?
Well, I got friends all over, luckily, like Yanni Archer and Carl Buddy Lynn. He has the Boston Customs shop here.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have a little Jack Horner magic shop.
Right, yeah.
I sold the property.
Anyway,
try to get over tonight, will you?
Well, I just want to ask you a question. You used to say in your act all the time, "Take my wife, please."
Yeah.
What was her reaction to that whole
show? I was on the Kate Smith show when that happened. My wife came in the last minute. I got a ticket. I said, "Take my wife, please. Get her out into the audience." And I stuck all these years.